This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A U.S. military official says Iran test-fired a medium-range missile this week, further escalating tensions in the Persian Gulf region. We get the details from AP's Ben Thomas.
The officials say the test was conducted Wednesday within Iran's borders and posed no threat to U.S. forces. But it comes in defiance of Trump administration demands that Iran curtail its weapons program. Iran has responded to stepped-up U.S. economic sanctions with a variety of military moves, and the missile test could be seen as another signal that it's not backing down. Tensions have mounted with Iran after President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 nuclear accord Iran reached with world powers. Iran has openly exceeded uranium enrichment levels set in the accord and recently seized a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea, meanwhile, says this week's missile test was meant as a strong message to its rival South Korea. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Pyongyang statement explained the testing was meant as what it called a solemn warning over rival South Korea's weapons development and plans to hold military drills with the U.S. South Korea's military later said that the flight data of the weapon launched Thursday showed similarities to the Russian-made Iskander, a short-range nuclear-capable missile. A North Korean version would likely reach all of South Korea, the South says, and the 28,500 U.S. forces stationed there and will be hard to intercept. I'm Charles Ledesma.
An up day on Wall Street with all three major indices in positive territory just before the close. The Dow was up 0.19%, while the S&P 500 rose 0.78%. The Nasdaq gained 1.15%. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The House of Representatives starts a six-week summer recess without delivering on a top liberal priority, opening impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
There's been tension between some Democrats who want to move on impeachment and Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who today insisted she's not running out the clock while building a case against the president.
We won't proceed when we have what we need to proceed.
As Pelosi defended her approach, she also took no issue with the calls for her to go faster.
Their advocacy for impeachment only gives me leverage.
Still, the impeachment push appeared to lose some steam after former special counsel Robert Mueller's halting testimony this week. Officials here say the nation has moved on. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Temperature records continue to be broken across Europe as a heat wave grips the continent. Paris surpassed its heat record on Thursday, with the heat in the city reaching 42.7 degrees Celsius. The Netherlands experienced its hottest day on record with temperatures at 41.7 Celsius. In Germany, heat records are also being broken, with temperatures reaching 42.6 degrees. World Weather Group spokeswoman Claire Nullis says experts were stunned by the scale of the highs.
What's significant is that normally when you get a temperature record broken, it's by a fraction of a degree. What we saw yesterday was records being broken by 2, 3, 4 degrees. It was absolutely incredible.
Hot air moving from the Sahara region has caused temperatures to soar on the continent. Meanwhile, Tour de France organizers stopped the 19th stage of the race on Friday because of a hailstorm. Thousands of federal student loan borrowers could be lying to get their monthly payments lowered. AP correspondent Rita Foley explains.
Among the most extreme cases, two separate borrowers who claim to have 93 relatives living in their households, along with thousands of other cases in which borrowers said they had no income, even though federal data suggests they make $100,000 a year or more. All of them were approved for lower loan payments.
AP's Rita Foley. More than 1,000 people staged a sit-in at the Hong Kong airport Friday, alerting visitors to recent demonstrations in the metropolis, some of which have resulted in casualties. The demonstrators and airport staff dressed in black also criticized the police response to attacks on pro-democracy protesters. The protests stem from a call to end a now-suspended bill to extradite Hong Kong residents charged with crimes to mainland China for trial. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA1.